Well, good morning. My name is Pastor Aaron Fitzgerald, and I have the privilege of being with you on Sunday mornings here at the Open Door. I love the summertime and this sermon series that we're in right now. We've been walking through different ways that we see God in the midst of nature in the summertime. And so over the past few weeks in the month of June, we've been talking about where we see God on the mountains and in the sky, God on the shoreline. We did God in the garden last week. And this week is our last week in the series, and we're doing God on the playground. So I'm a mom of a three-year-old, and I love taking him to the playground. So I had a lot of fun preparing this message and thinking about how to present this in a way that would make sense to a lot of different people. So I want to read two different scripture passages to you from the book of Psalms. This is a book of prayers, and there's two places where I think God in the playground shows up here. And then we'll talk about what it looks like for you in your daily life to find God on the playground and to experience that great joy. The first passage I want to read for you is from Psalm 71, verse 5. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, since childhood. And then as we think about that trust that we hold and we think about God's presence in our life, we're going to jump ahead to Psalm 84, verse 2. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. So as we think about playing, as we think about experiencing joy, and we experiencing God's presence in the midst of our creativity and our courage, in the midst of being alive and breathing with our whole mind and body and spirit, I thought of a few different things. And so for the kids in the audience today, I thought about how when you get on the playground and there's so many opportunities before you, you jump out of your car and you look at that play structure and the swing set, maybe the splash pad and everything else that's going on, and you just race over there, right? You can't wait to jump in and start playing. You experience joy right away when you get there, and you're overwhelmed by the possibilities of what you could do and what you could see and who you could meet there and how much fun you could have. Now, for adults, you remember those experiences with your kids, right? You remember them hopping out of the car and getting right into the mix of things, right down and dirty, and then covering home tired and filthy and starving at the end of the day, right, when they get home from school or camp or daycare or whatever they've got going on. Now, I also know that some of you like to play. Perhaps you've played on an intramural or adult sports league, or you like to go out golfing. Maybe you're someone who plays when you work on your house or your yard or a fancy car that you have. Maybe you're someone who likes to play with power tools or with gadgets in the kitchen. I know someone in my life who loves to be creative and have fun in the kitchen, and she is the best cook. If you go to her house, you eat like a king and queen, and she just has so much fun putting on that meal and pairing everything together and putting it all out on the table and hosting people in her home as they enjoy her food. The point of all of it is that God's presence is to be experienced, is to be found whenever we are experiencing that joy. Whenever we feel alive, whenever we feel filled up, whenever we are doing something brave or courageous, we are experiencing the presence of God. When I was in seminary, I wrote one paper on the experience of God on the playground. And it was really a study of a theologian who came from Germany, and his name is Jürgen Moltmann. And he was a person who lived through World War II in Nazi Germany. But yet he was a person who experienced joy, even in the midst of the most devastating circumstances, living in concentration camps and watching his family and friends go through very difficult things. And yet he found that there were still ways to make people smile in the midst of that heart-wrenching and oppressive experience of living through war and violence. And so he wrote about it. He wrote a book about it, actually. And at the end of the book, his summary is that joy is the power to live, to love, and to have a creative initiative. Joy is the power to live and love and have a creative initiative. So anytime we're living, anytime we're loving, and anytime we're doing something new or trying to take a risk or being brave, we are experiencing the gift of joy, and that gift comes from God. So anytime we're experiencing joy, we're experiencing a gift that comes from God, and we're experiencing God's presence. Now, if we go back to the playground, if we remember the image of a kid on a playground, going down the slides and playing on the swings and using the monkey bars and all these different things, I think there's a few ways that we experience God's presence on the playground. There's ways that we connect to the goodness and the grace of God on the playground. The first way is because we're engaged in relationships when we're on the playground. Kids have to negotiate relationships when they're on the jungle gym, right? They have to take turns waiting for the slide. They have to ask for permission if somebody is done using this toy and if they can take it now. Maybe they want to push on the swing set and there's a bigger kid who's there who can give them a push and make them really soar into the air. Kids engage in new relationships when they're on the playground. And there's some courageousness, there's some bravery and some vulnerability involved in this act, right? There's also joy. There's deep and abiding joy with kids on the playground. And we were created for this joy. We were created to be in relationship with others. We were created to laugh and to play and to enjoy life, whether it's our leisure activities or our recreational activities, the love we make or the love we take and the love that we share. We're created for joy. I know that we're created for joy because someone once taught me that God laughs when I laugh. And so I have this great picture of Jesus laughing that I want to show you. Isn't this great? This is a great image for Jesus. And I think about this picture when I think about how I experience God's presence when I'm experiencing the emotion of joy. I think of all the times when I have a big belly laugh to share, or when my son does something silly, or when there's a joke at the dinner table that just makes me crack up laughing, and I think about how Jesus shares in that experience with me. Now, this particular image of Jesus, it looks like he's had really great dental hygiene in the early centuries, but that's okay. I really love it. So anytime we're gathered together with people we love, doing life, and feeling creative and trying new things, we're experiencing the joy of God. For you, that could be at a birthday party. It could be at a cookout this summer. It could be at a pool party or when you're at the beach or when you're enjoying a vacation. Maybe you're on a trail walk with a friend or a neighbor and you're just enjoying the bird songs and the gentle breeze and the sunshine. That joy is a gift, and it's a gift from God, and we're meant to share it, to appreciate it, to lean into it. Our relationship with God shines whenever we're together in these kinds of parties or fellowship events. It shines when we're here at church experiencing the joy of awesome music and good treats and good coffee. We experience joy as a gift from God, and it is good to be engaged in new relationships. Now, I love talking about joy and playfulness and Christian community and trying new things. And one reason I really like that is because I'm an extrovert, like guilty as charged, Captain Extrovert over here. I love meeting new people. I love trying new things. I love getting to know everybody and trying to figure out how we all come together and connect and what the points are that we can relate to one another on. I love that. And I also love falling in love with people. And so I tend to trust pretty easily. And I know that even though being vulnerable and being courageous and being bold is sometimes hard, I'm willing to go there because I want to experience the joy, right? I want to jump in into that experience. Now, I know not everybody is an extrovert, right? Are there introverts in the room? Probably a few. probably a few. You're sitting all very quietly. You're sitting very quietly not responding to me. That's how I know you're introverts. Well, my husband is an introvert, and so early on in our marriage, we had to learn how to be together, how to rest and how to play together. And I'm an extrovert, so I want to go. And the more people I can see and the more places I can go, that's what I want to do, especially on the weekends. And he's an introvert, a pretty extreme introvert. And so what he wants to do is enjoy a book and stare at the wall and maybe sip some coffee and think deep thoughts. That's what Joel likes to do. And so we had to work together to find ways to compromise on that. But one of the things that he told me early on is that just as I experience joy in community when I'm out and about doing new things, meeting new people, he experiences that same sense of deep and abiding joy when we're sitting on the sofa together reading a book, maybe just holding hands but not speaking and staring at the wall. The same joy that I get from being out and about and doing all these fun things and meeting new people and just all of it, he gets that same sense of being alive, of being grateful, of being full of joy when we're being quiet together. So we'd work really hard on that. I'll tell you more stories if you like. I have another story that I want to tell you from this week because we sent some people out to a golf tournament that was sponsored by Methodist Children's Home Society. Methodist Children's Home Society is our year-long mission focus here at St. Paul's, and they're an amazing ministry in Redford Township that cares for children and youth who've been abused or neglected or traumatized in some way and are healing from those experiences. And Methodist Children's Home Society leans on a lot of community resources, and so they do a lot of fundraising. And their golf classic tournament over at the Inn at St. John's in Plymouth was one of their fundraisers. And St. Paul's sent three teams of folks to play golf in that tournament. And each team kind of raised their money and garnered support for the organization. And two of the teams knew each other. There was a group of four people and another group of four people who knew each other well, worshiped together regularly, had played golf with each other before, spent time together on the weekends, all that stuff. And there was another group of four people who were sort of just randos, you know, who came together and wanted to play but didn't have a team. And so they got together, and we put them on a foursome to play golf together. And they showed up at the golf course, and they stepped out of their cars, and they put their golf bags on their shoulders, and that was the first time they'd ever met each other. That was the first time. And they were together for a long time because they played 18 holes of golf. And it was raining that day, so they kind of spent a lot of time huddled together under the golf cart when they weren't out actively, you know, putting and stuff. I don't really golf. I think that's what you do. Somebody can perfect my swing later. Anyway, so these 12 people from St. Paul's all went to go golfing, and 8 of them knew each other and 4 of them didn't. But by the end of the day, they came back to St. Paul's and they got back in their own cars, and I met them there, and they had all these stories to share with me. They were all alive. They were all full of joy. They were all celebrating the great day that they had playing 18 holes of golf in the pouring rain with strangers. And I listened to their goofy stories about driving the golf cart through the mud and how they all got just totally drenched and dirty. And I listened to their stories about hitting a golf ball into the woods and yelling, "Four!" one too many times. And I listened to their stories about how they got to know each other and shared stories about working for GM and how their kids had grown up and where they are in college now and what it's like to be empty nesters. And then I watched them all give hugs to one another and say, "I'll be praying for you, brother, this week. I'll be holding you in my mind as you go through your test, as you drive across the country. I'll be watching for you next Sunday in church." And it was amazing to me that as these people came together to do something fun, to have a little experience of play on the golf course, they came together as strangers, but then they built new relationships. They engaged with one another, and they found joy in the midst of that experience. I think that's what this is all about. We go back to the words of the psalmist, engaging one another in body and mind and soul and experiencing the life-giving joy that pours out of us when we want to sing our praise to God in gratitude. I think about being engulfed in the experience of joy, of our joy and of other people's joy. I think that's one of the things that helps us feel most alive. Jürgen Moltmann, that theologian from Germany that I told you about, says that joy awakens all of our senses. It energizes our body and our mind. Joy awakens us, and it wants us to be more present, more mindful, more self-aware of all the things that bring us joy as gifts from God. When we're awake and aware to our own joy, it can be overwhelming sometimes. It feels like we're being showered in blessings and unspeakable gratitude. The hair on our arms kind of stands up a little bit, and maybe you even feel tingly all over. I think about someone who is at a water park and they're careening down a water slide with all the twists and turns. And then they land at the bottom into a pool of water and they come up smiling and thrilled and ready to do it again. That's what it's like to be engulfed in joy. I felt this way on my wedding day. My anniversary is May 22nd and Joel and I just celebrated 9 years of marriage. We're really getting old here. And I felt engulfed in joy on my wedding day when I walked up the aisle of the chapel, arm in arm with my dad, and most people have that bridal march, you know, that they walk into. Well, I chose the song Ode to Joy, which is another hymn out of our United Methodist hymn book. And I chose that song because I knew it was going to be a joyful day, and I wanted that to be the first song I heard when I walked in the room. And I was initially, you know, I had my eyes kind of locked in on Joel and how handsome he looked in his suit. And then I started looking around at all the people. We had a big wedding. We had 310 people there. I started looking around at all the people who had gathered to be with me that day to celebrate the love that Joel and I had found. And these were people who had shown up for me my whole life. You know, friends from college and seminary and family traveled from all over the country. There were neighbors that I knew growing up on my city street. There were swim instructors and lifeguards that I had worked with years and years ago. There were camp friends. There were mentors. Everybody was there, and they were there for Joel and I to celebrate the love that we had found and to watch us publicly declare and profess that love for the rest of our life. Everyone was smiling at me and everyone was looking at me, and there were moments when it felt kind of overwhelming, you know? But there was this fantastic energy in the room. It was palpable, and it felt like I was engulfed in joy. I think that's the experience that perhaps the disciples had on Easter morning when they discovered that Jesus was alive, that new life was possible, that he had been resurrected, and that they would inherit the gift of eternal life, that they would never be without Jesus. That's the experience that Jesus has watching us and our children play. That's the experience that God has when God looks at the world that God has made and sees that it is all good and beautiful. That's the experience that God has on Sunday mornings when we are worshiping in body and mind and spirit and giving God back every good and perfect gift that we have received in thanks and praise. We're engulfed in joy. It's also the experience that we get when we can be enthusiastic about the things that are festive and fun in our life. I don't know if you have any fun or festive things coming up this summer, but perhaps you do, and perhaps that this will help you feel a little more creative and free and joyful. Jürgen Moltmann, that German theologian, once more, he says that joy is enduring. Joy is enduring. It lasts. It lasts as long as God's presence is with us. It lasts as long as the sun is rising and the sun is setting. There is joy every day to be found and to be celebrated. God wants you to experience that joy. And so... that's why we're talking about it on a Sunday morning. That's why we've worked our way up to this point in the sermon series. When I was thinking about this Sunday, I had a vision and I wanted to interview some kids about things that bring them the most joy. And so we did this over the last couple of weeks. We interviewed some families in our church, and there's a family that couldn't be here today, the Kirkmaz family. It's Krista and Steve and their three kids, Sophia and Marcus and Andrew. And I asked them some questions about what it means to be brave and courageous and where they find their joy in the midst of play. And Aaron Wilson, my friend at the tech booth, made this video for us. Let's watch it.
I do Kirkmaz free. Play synthesize.
Hello, my name is Marcus. And I'm 5 years old. Ride bikes with my friends. I saw these monkey bars, and then I wanted to do them, and then boom, I did them. I'm kind of scared as well. Friends, baseball. I'm Sophia Kirkmaz. I'm 8 years old.
What I like to do in the summer is I like to play with my friends in the pool. I like to play outside. One day when I was at school, when I went on the monkey bars, they were these higher ones, and when I tried them, I could finally go to the next bar. Having fun with my friends when I'm outside.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for helping us make that video and for the Kirkmaz family for being willing to share about their experience of joy. I love watching those little dogs run through the obstacle course. That's Westminster's obstacle course, and those were the prize the Blue Ribbon winners this year from the 2019 contest. As I was watching you watch that video, I saw a lot of smiles come across your face, and I watched you kind of sit up straight a little bit and watch the video on the edge of your seat. And that speaks to me about how when we share in each other's joy, we become a little more alive. The experience is palpable, the experience is tangible, and it is fun to be together in community and to watch and participate and share in each other's joy. This week, I hope and pray that as you experience God on the playground, whatever your playground looks like, that you will be able to give thanks, that you'll be able to be mindful and aware of what brings you joy, and that you'll give thanks for that. My hope is also that as you engage with others, as you're engulfed in the experience of joy, as you're enthusiastic about the things that bring you life, that you'll be aware of God's presence in the midst of those moments. God wants you to experience joy. And God wants you to be engaged in body and mind and spirit. And that engagement in and of itself is an act of worship. So today, as you move out into the world, as you take this experience of worship and let it feed you and support you and sustain you for the rest of the week, I'm going to have a bubble machine out in the back as you exit into the parking lot, and I hope that you will all come outside and play bubbles with me, even the adults, yes. I see you skeptics. I see you introverts. But I want you to go outside, and I want you to see if you can pop three bubbles with me, okay? This is your challenge for the week. Pop three bubbles with me and see if that brings you an experience of joy. You can use your fingers. You can use your elbow. You can use your feet. You let me know how it goes, and we'll give each other a high five, and we'll see each other back here next week for the youth trip report. Will you pray with me? Loving God, it is so good to be together as a community of faith, as brothers and sisters who are loved by you and who are living our lives in service to your Son, Jesus. We thank you for all of the fun and leisure and recreational activities and vacation that we will have this summer, and for the gift of your presence with us wherever we go. We hope and pray, O God, that you will keep us aware, that you'll keep us mindful of the ways in which we are alive, alive in you, and full of joy. Help us to share that joy with others. Help us to recognize the gift of your presence in our lives. On good days, on bad days, and on everything in between. For you are the one whose presence endures, and you are the one who sustains us each and every day. Amen.